This is the Bowling Report, your weekly podcast for high scores, highlights, and upcoming events. Brought to you by Burr & Company Insurance, your local auto owner's insurance agency. And now, here's your host, Jim DeGraff.
Well, thank you very much. This is our podcast for week number 22 for the bowling season for the year. We have results from our city tournament that was completed this past weekend. We have the High Games and High Series for week number 22. I also want to recognize our current champions for the tournament. And first of all, I want to thank the 75 teams that hold in the open tournament and the 21 teams of the ladies that hold in the women's tournament. Certainly want to recognize our tournament sponsors who contribute to our prize fund for the tournament. Jim Rennick with Auto Owners Insurance, representing Burr & Company, Skiles Pizza, My Home Systems, Mervine Beverage, and Graphic Signs and Embroidery. Let's take a look at the women's tournament first. The current leaders and the champions for the handicap division and team is Acrofab. They've been bowling in the tournament consistently for several years. They finally came up with a championship total of 35-86. Winning Team Scratch was the Holland Women's All-City team with a score of 28-46. Doubles Handicap was won by Carla Wigan Mendenhall and Iris Mendenhall Wigan with a score of 14-53. Winning in Double Scratch for the ladies was Kaylee Pardue and Christina Sherman with a scratch score of 12-72. Leading in Singles Handicap, Iris Mendenhall Wigan with a score of 7-81. Tammy Dahlman won the single scratch with a scratch score of 690. Natasha Yabara moved into first place all events handicap this past week with a score of 22-51. In the scratch events for all events for the ladies, Christina Shorman with a scratch score of 20-32. Winning the senior singles division, Iris Mendenhall Wigan with a score of 781. Iris and Carla were also our senior division doubles champions with their score of 14-53. In the open tournament, the team Doghouse maintained their lead in the tournament for the last 3 weeks. Won the tournament with 35-89. Graphic Signs and Embroidery, team number two, hung on to team event scratch with a score of 31-79. Jack Weist and Dan Sherman had the early league in doubles handicap with 16-35, and that total held up to them to be the champions of doubles handicap. In doubles scratch, it was Nick Coinga and Courtney Slider who bowled together this past weekend with a great score of 15-06. In the singles handicap, Jim Post held on to his lead from the first weekend. His score was 8-11. Bob Zubrink, a single scratch champion with a score of 7-64. All events handicap was won by Dean Dahlman with a score of 22-84. And all events scratch was won by Brian Moore with an actual score in all events of 21-31. Jim Post was also our senior singles champion with the score of 8-11. Let's take a look at the High Games and High Series for week number 22. For the ladies, Jordan Kirkland from Sunshine, 256. Two bowlers this past week with 233 games, and they were Katie Vintainen from Sunshine and Cindy Heckman from Sunshine. Bowling at 221 was Monica Solis from Saturday Night Fever. Shauna Baum from Sunshine with 216. Also with a 216 game was Peyton Beverwhite from Saturday Night Fever. Two ladies with games of 215, Lori Kirkland from Sunshine and Diana Bazan from Saturday Night Fever. Kaylee Pardue from Doug Weeks Memorial with a 212. Tammy Dahlman from George Baker Twin Village and Lisa Beverwhite from Saturday Night Fever. Both ladies had games of 200. In the high series for the week for the ladies, Jordan Kirkland from Sunshine with a 675. Monica Solis from Saturday Night Fever, 599. Peyton Beverwhite from Saturday Night Fever with a 576. Tammy Dahlman from George Baker Twin Village, 571. And Diana Bazan from Saturday Night Fever with a series of 562. We had two additional 300 games for the men this past week. Kevin Meschke from Larry Montague Memorial League with his first 300 game ever last Wednesday, and Logan Crocker from Tri-City with his first ever 300 games. So congratulations, Kevin and Logan, on your first 300 games. That makes the 300 games total of 16 for the season. Trenton Nagelkirk from Suburban League with 287, also bowling at 287 this week, was Mark Bachman from Saturday Night Fever. Ryan James from Tri-City, 279. John Lewandowski from Tri-City, also with a 279. Mick Laird from Thursday Night Misfits with a 277. And finishing up the top 10 this week was three bowlers, all with games of 269. And they were Matt Cook from Larry Montague Memorial, Sean Medellin from Larry Montague Memorial, and also Jeff Ball from Tri-City. In the high series for the week, Ryan James from Tri-City was our leader with 789. Scott Smith from Tri-City with 783. Nick Lyrid from Thursday Night Misfits, 743. Ryan Moore from Saturday Night Fever had a 741 and a 731 this past week. Jeff Ball from Tri-City, 730. Mark Bachman, Saturday Night Fever, 725. Eric Schledler from Larry Montague Memorial League was 715. Nick Walker from Tri-City, 708. Steve Petrie from Tri-City was 705. Todd Dahlman from George Baker Twin Village, 702. And finishing up the top 10 this week, Phil Renouse from Tri-City with 701. We're going to finalize the scores for the Men's and Women's City Tournament during this next few days. We'll be working on the prize list. The prize list will be posted by this weekend on our website, which is greaterhollandbowling.com. And I will start the distribution of the prize checks starting next week, Monday. And that's going to wrap us up for week number 22. Thanks once again to Jim Reddick, our sponsor from Bourbon Company, for making this podcast possible.